We're back, and we're going to be joined in a moment in our continuing series of Rediscovering America with Bob Fisher. And his article takes us to Boise, Idaho, and the title is Artful Urban Design and People Who Give a Damn. What a great title, and welcome, Bob. Let's go to your article. You start off with a very strong statement, as we say, Artful Urban Design and People Who Give a Damn.
Well, you know, it was actually People Who Give a Damn was something that someone said to me when I asked them what Boise was all about. And it's true. And I think, you know, there are some travel experiences that are very universal. And this visit to Boise was a model media trip for me. This was really all about a lot of universal issues. Number one being civic involvement, and that's the give a damn. This is an amazing city, described as being one of the most remote urban areas in the United States. But it's all about a city where the citizens really take care and really are involved in how the city operates.
And urban growth and leadership, apparently, is, as you say, the one of the leading factors.
You know, we're constantly, I think we're all looking for, you know, can we do things better, especially in terms of urban growth, urban design, and the whole, our city's becoming out of control. And, you know, urban sprawl, all that kind of thing. Boise, in part because it's fortunate to be situated where it is in Idaho, and but also the environment. It has achieved, over the years, a smart growth in terms of the design and the control. It's also the biggest challenge for them, as I point out in the article.
Right.
And there are a lot of people. I met a lot of people in Boise. And oh, by the way, don't tell anybody about Boise.
No, I saw that.
Because they don't, you know.
Let's just keep it to ourselves.
Told me.
Yeah.
We don't want them, you know, everyone rushing here.
Well, I mean, they actually came up to you and said, you know, don't tell anybody about this, right?
Exactly.
This is a wonderful
right,
city,
exactly.
And
yeah, it's sort of the Yogi Berra phenomenon, you know, that. Place has gotten so popular that no one goes there anymore. We
right,
want
exactly.
That to happen. Anyway, but I met lots of people in Boise who have escaped, I suppose, the pressures of the big cities, and they've moved to Boise. You know, it's a bit like, you remember the Finger Lakes, Roy, and there are unique destinations in the United States that not a lot of people really know about or appreciate. And it's really wonderful to come upon them and discover them and really get to interact with them. The other universal issue that I think Boise really represents is a genuine sense of community. And I try and communicate this in the article, both through the photographs, the text, but also the interviews of the people that you can hear there. These people have a genuine, concrete, pragmatic belief in what community should be, and I think that's most true in terms of how they've actually designed the city. This is a very beautiful mid-sized city, and for me, coming from you know, a big sprawling megalopolis on Lake Ontario,
right.
And coming in, you can just imagine it, from Denver, and coming in over this high prairie, this high desert, the light is absolutely incredible. It's, you know, I don't get blue skies like that
right.
Here. I've got maybe a yellow-gray sky today.
And you say that, you know, that
yep.
Boise is an important part of the history of the West, which is interesting.
Yeah, it's just north of it, of course, was the Lewis Clark expedition. It's also on the Oregon Trail. So it was part of the Great Movement West. What is interesting, however, is it was only a stopping point along the way. But now, in the northwest of the United States, Boise has become a hub, a nice, quiet little hub. And it's a terrific family destination place. I'll tell you, especially in the winter, if you want to go skiing, like a half an hour outside the town, Bogus Basin, respectable skiing. Sun Valley is not that far away as well. But then you come back to the city, and you've got great restaurants, and you've got theater and music and arts. And that's the other thing. Boise is an arts capital. I have, in the size of the city, I have never seen so much art. And it's in part because they have an arts commission that advocates on behalf of local artists.
And you talk about it being a jazz capital.
Right. They have a very, Gene Harris, they have a very famous jazz festival. Named after everyone in the jazz world knows Gene Harris. And even, you know, street markets. I had a wonderful time just wandering the streets of Boise, very integrated. And people actually stop and greet you. But they have street markets. And this particular street market on the day I was there was full of musicians. And you can hear some of them on the website. Because they interviewed them. But, you know, these are real people, and they've got what I would call real common sense. And I think that's in part, you know, and that's the historical movement west. It's frontier country in the sense of breaking new ground and being innovative and free thinking and all that sort of thing. It's not the wild and woolly desperado type of place, but it is very much it's a very modern city, an economic base that is very interesting to say the least, with light industry and IT companies. The bottom line is it's a city on a human scale, and I think this is what we are always looking for as we look very carefully at our urban environments that somehow lose that human scale. You know, roads, automobiles, all that kind of thing.
Right, and you were saying in your article that when you go back to some of the settlers, of course, the French-Canadian fur trappers were in there, but the interesting one as well is about the Basques. Tell us about that.
Right. You know, I love dining out on that story. Like, did you know that the Basques of Boise, by the way,
Boise.
The Basques of Boise, this is the second largest group of people of Basque heritage outside the Basque country between France and Spain, or actually in France and Spain. An amazing experience. All of it is in the article if you want to read more about it.
Right, and for those listening, this is a particularly interesting article because of the multimedia involved in the way we present our material, and there are recorded interviews with people, there are slideshows, and so we encourage you to go to the website and to click on Bob's article. Just moving on from that, you mentioned Boise, the city of trees.
Well, it's again, it's the landscape, and this is how landscape shapes culture. High desert with the foothills to the north and the mountains to the south, and it's a valley with the Boise River running through it. And to my surprise, you know, they were French-Canadian fur trappers. I don't know how they got across those mountains and across that desert, but suddenly they came across this forested area. And I imagine them saying, Boise, which is French for a wooded area. The city is amazing in the way in which they have integrated all the natural spaces, especially along the river. There's this green belt that is absolutely wonderful in terms of walking, hiking, biking, you name it. And because, you know, because it's desert, the city itself doesn't get much snow in the winter because it's dry desert air, bright clear skies and all that kind of thing. And if I could go back to the Basques just for a minute, because this is something that I have noticed in my recent trips to the United States, that that even though the United States is known as the great melting pot, there is a renewed interest in the roots, in the heritage, in being a hyphenated American. And the Basques are a perfect example of that. They are the role models for preserving cultural heritage. And I'm seeing more and more of this now. Actually, in a third generation, the Basques themselves in Boise have an expression, what the grandparents chose to forget, the grandchild embraces. And so there's this renewal, this hanging on to all the best things of the past. And this is very much part of the ethos of the city of Boise. As you can hear, I'm rather enthusiastic about it.
Bob, we're just about out of time, and it's a really super article and very exciting because, as you say, when we hear the word Boise, nobody really perks up and gets very excited about it. But they certainly will be when they go to the site and read through your article and all the other things that you've put up on it. We thank you for this.
Okay.
Always a pleasure. Bye for now.
Bye.